So check this out. Bright Hire just launched this amazing AI sidekick called Bright Hire Plan. It's like having your very own AI assistant that can build full interview plans in just minutes. Imagine going from a job title to a thoughtfully crafted, inclusive job description and a full structured interview plan in minutes. No, not hours anymore. It's a game changer for recruiters and hiring managers. I know I'm usually the one to hate on new tech, but honestly, this sounds incredible. This is AI used right for better quality and more efficiency. It's like the holy grail of recruiting. Dozens of companies from high growth startups to multi-billion dollar enterprises are already using Bright Hire Plan to save tons of money, time, and raise the quality of their hiring. And here's the best part. You can give Bright Hire Plan a spin for free. That's right, for free for 30 days. Just head over to brighthire.com to get started. That's brighthire.com to get started. Cheeseman out.
Like Shark Tank? Then you'll love Firing Squad. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to put the recruiting industry's bravest, ballsiest, and baddest startups through the gauntlet to see if they've got what it takes to make it out alive. Dig a foxhole and duck for cover, kids. The Chad and Cheese podcast is taking it to a whole other level.
That's right, boys and girls. You know what time it is. It's time for another Firing Squad. You are listening to the Chad and Cheese podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Cheeseman, joined as always, the Beavis to my butthead, Mr. Chad Soash. And today we welcome Sense and co-founder Punkage Jindal. Punkage, welcome to the Firing Squad.
Thank you. Thank you, Chad and Cheese. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So before we get into the company and the rules of the game, give us a little Twitter bio about Punkage. What makes you tick, my man?
Yeah. Favorite movies? What are you watching on Netflix? Hey, give us a little Punkage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what makes me tick is travel and food. I made this little promise to myself long back that I'm going to go to 50 countries, all 50 states, and 50 Michelin starred restaurants before I turn 50.
Oh, damn.
That's my kind of life goals right there, baby.
Yeah, so that's the path I'm on, but big fan of you two and go to every concert possible.
Oh, go on, go on. All right, Chad, tell him what he's won today.
Yeah, when he said you two, I think he meant the band you two, not you and I. Anyway.
What did you say?
All right, welcome to Firing Squad, Punkage, where at the sound of the bell, you will have 2 minutes to pitch Sense. At the end of 2 minutes, we're going to hit you with about 20 minutes of Q&A. Be sure to be concise with your answers, or we're going to have to hit you with the crickets, which means tighten up your game and move along. At the end of Q&A, you're going to receive either big applause, strap yourself into this rocket ship, baby, because it's going to take off, golf clap.
Sense is making sense. Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Golf clap, that's right. You're going to have to slap a Holley double-barreled carburetor on this bad boy to get it up to speed. Or the firing squad. Save your gas money for something else because this jalopy ain't making it to the next town. That's firing squad. You ready to go, Punkage?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. 2 minutes starting.
Chad, Cheese, thank you so much for having me. First of all, my name is Punkage. I'm one of the founders of Sense. Sense is an automated talent communication and engagement platform. We today power talent engagement at over 700 companies to over 100 million candidates and employees. We're used every day by over 40,000 recruiters and drive more than 3 million hires every year. We've raised $90 million in capital along this journey from Google Ventures, Axel Partners, and SoftBank. We've been around for 6 years, and our platform primarily helps source, engage, and retain talent throughout the entire candidate lifecycle. We offer 6 products today, all of which work seamlessly together with each other. Engage, which is an automated communication platform. Messaging, which is a two-way text messaging platform. Chatbot, that's a full-cycle inbound and outbound conversational assistant. Discover, that's a search and match product, what you can use for automated job matching using machine learning. Meetings, that's a scheduling and automated scheduling product. And referrals, that helps manage your referrals automatically. Like I said, all these products work seamlessly together to create a cohesive experience for candidates, recruiters, employees, hiring managers, so on and so forth. So whether you're trying to accelerate hiring or decrease candidate drop-off, Sense will help you drive through all of these engagement scenarios. We integrate with all major applicant tracking systems, including Workday, SuccessFactors, iSIMS, Taleo, Greenhouse, plenty of others. And we have an open API to consume data from several other systems. You can learn a lot more about us at our website, sensehq.com. That's like Sense headquarters. And we have tons of case studies and white papers that you can download from there.
Nice pitch. And he mentioned the URL, Chad. He's off to a great start.
There we go.
All right, Punkage. Well, first of all, do you know Masasan, Larry Page, or Sergey Brin? You mentioned Google and SoftBank.
I do.
Okay. That's a different podcast. Maybe we'll have you back on for that. All right. Let's talk about the name. So let's go back to 2016. You're starting the company. You come up with the name Sense. And instead of doing like .ai or .io, you go with HQ. Like, what was the thought process in naming the company?
Well, to be candid, we absolutely wanted sense.com at the time, which was taken, and we would have never gotten it. Funny story, we then started with SenseHQ and could not get SenseHQ.com. So we started with SenseHQ.co, which was the name and URL of the company for a couple of years. And then we bought SenseHQ.com from somebody. Now, the idea behind Sense itself was everything that we were talking about and everything that we wanted to do, one of the four founders at the end of every conversation would just arbitrarily come up with, this totally makes sense. Everybody should be doing this. This is common sense. And that's how that name stuck.
It's like It's Big, Chad, back in the day. Anyway, another podcast again. So you started in 2016. How has the company evolved in that time? What were you originally versus what you just pitched us?
Yeah, great question. I mean, when we started, I think our number one thesis was that the candidate experience is broken. We first started by serving staffing companies as a vertical. And the reason we did that is because retention there is the poorest, candidate experience there is the poorest, yet those companies absolutely make their bread and butter from gross margin on contractors. So they were obviously going to be more interested in anything that helps them make that a white glove experience. So we started out as automated candidate, contractor, employee experience. And as we went along, a ton of feedback from our customers, a ton of feedback from the industry led us to develop what we think is what you need for an entire engagement suite, whether it is text messaging, whether it's a chatbot, whether it is referral management. And that's how the product has continued to evolve. Now, like I said before, 700 companies, 600 plus are staffing, and now we're rapidly growing into the corporate space.
Yeah. Now you have quite a little bit of experience in the HR space, recruitment space. What have you taken from your previous companies that was an influence or an inspiration for Sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I tell this story a few times before that for 15 years, I was running staffing companies. And when I did that, every single year, we got the best staffing company to work for award. Now, we got that because we were putting in a lot of manual work. We had an actual human being for every 100 people who were on assignment, whose whole job was making their life better. Hey, can we drop you the paycheck? Do you need additional business cards? How's your day going? Can we bring you a slice of pizza? Can we bring you a donut? But what we really wanted to do was use technology as a leveler, as a democratizer, and essentially make every company the best version of themselves. So we took best practices from what we used to do on why a company gets voted to be the best firm to work for, but we enable it using technology that lets you give everybody a hyper-personalized experience.
That's awesome. Let's talk about your staff experience. So your leaders within the organization, what kind of experience do they bring to Sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, our team is probably a 50-50 mix of folks who either come with the industry experience. So they've essentially been in the human capital space, either with a consulting firm or a staffing firm. And then the other 50% who actually have deep HR tech experience, they come from applicant tracking systems, they come from job boards, they come from recruiting marketing automation, they come from marketing automation kind of companies. So, you know, we feel very lucky because you put all of them together sort of in a melting pot and you come up with these great ideas that are very much software driven, but very focused to the human capital industry.
Yeah. And actually doing some research on your staff, it looked like there was a very good mix of experience from the industry. Now, you said earlier, 40,000 recruiters use Sense daily. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
Okay. How many companies does that actually represent?
About 700.
Okay. So what are those 40,000 recruiters doing in the platform every day? What is Sense doing for these recruiters?
Yeah, a variety of different things. The number one thing all 40,000 of these recruiters are definitely doing is they're text messaging people. They all have a text messaging license. They're reaching out to candidates one-on-one, one-to-many. They can reach out to 100 people, 400 people all at the same time. They can do a blast that says, I've got a job open. Is anybody interested? And that can go to 300 people, except that when it goes to those 300 people, it goes as an individual message and it goes completely personalized. Hi, Chad, I have a job. This is the job. It's in your city. Would you be interested? Hi, Cheese, I have a job. Would you be interested? So on and so forth. So one, they're using the text messaging platform for sure, going back and forth with dozens, if not hundreds of candidates every day. That's number one. The second thing that they're doing is essentially reviewing chatbot responses. We have a conversational recruiting assistant. Candidates are coming inbound through your website, through QR codes, through text to apply, or you're reaching out to candidates outbound. I've got a job open. I want to screen these 100 people who live in Chicago in this zip code. I'm going to send those 100 people a text or an email. Each one of those will contain a link. As soon as somebody clicks that link, they start answering chatbot questions. Those the responses get written back into my ATS. And from there, I'm taking the recruiting process forward. So they're very much using our products on a daily basis. This isn't one of those things that you use once a month.
Okay, so all of your products seem to be conversational AI based. So is this platform an evolution of conversational AI and trying to bleed conversational AI and texting and messaging into every part of the experience?
Slightly the other way around, actually. I'm sorry if I didn't say that properly before. So we actually started with our flagship product, which is called Sense Engage, which is an automated communication platform. So what Engage does, and that does not have conversational AI in it, what Engage does is it can send out messages via email, text, surveys, NPS on any cadence. So for instance, you just hired somebody, you want that person to go through a cadence that says 10 days before, we're going to send them a message saying, welcome, looking forward to have you join in 2 weeks. 1 day before, we'll say good luck tomorrow. Then we'll do a 1 day check-in, 5 day check-in, 15 day check-in. All of these messages will automatically run for the 10,000 people that you're going to hire. And this is a repetitive process we've taken away from your recruiters.
So they're messaging maps is really what you've created, right? Like a sequencing system.
That's exactly right. And a typical full-blown customer would have dozens of these journeys going. Chatbot came in later as a conversational AI product, and I'm happy to expand on that.
Well, let's jump really quick to Sense's product that allows customers to activate their candidate database. Basically, it's search and match, or at least it sounds like search and match. Can you tell me how that works?
Absolutely. That is one of our biggest use cases. We call this wake the dead. But there are three different ways in which people use this.
Wait a minute. Let me check with my friends over at Candidate ID, see if they've trademarked that one yet. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so here is how the Wake the Dead campaign works, right? And this is the biggest use case we are seeing even with our corporate customers. You have a talent pool of 100,000, 1 million, 10 million, depending on the size of the company. These are people sitting in your database. You haven't talked to them in months. They're probably going stale. You can use our product to start reactivating your database. What does that mean? You can go out to all of these people and ask simple questions like, hey, are you still looking for a job? If not, when will you be looking for a job next? When you do look for a job, which area or zip code do you want it to be in? How much money do you want? That's mm-hmm. the kind of information we will immediately write back to the applicant tracking system, thus pumping lifeblood into this stale database, because now the automation engine of Sense will take over and say, everybody who is getting, who's looking for a job in September, I'm going to alert my recruiters 30 days before and say, start putting these folks into drip messaging campaigns. Let's start reaching out to them. Let's start hiring them.
What's up, guys? I got a question for you. What happens when you bring the power of AI to programmatic advertising? Well, game-changing efficiency, of course. What does that mean to you? Improved conversion rates, reduced cost per application, and ultimately the one metric that we all know truly matters, reduced cost per hire. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, great news. This technology already exists. Introducing HireMaster.ai. HireMaster.ai is a data-driven model that analyzes a wide range of data sources. It considers factors such as candidate demographics, job type, industry, and historical performance data. It continuously monitors and optimizes your job advertising campaigns to adapt to changing market conditions and maximum results. HireMaster AI empowers recruiting teams to work more efficiently and effectively by automating certain tasks and providing valuable data-driven insights. Why not give it a shot today? Learn more and start your trial by visiting HireMaster.ai now. That's HireMaster.ai.
Gotcha. Okay, so are you developing Search and Match, or do you have a parsing and matching partner that is helping you do this?
No, 100% natively driven. So everything that Sense builds is all done by ourselves. So it's our own algorithm. And specifically on the search and match, so the thing that becomes relevant is once these folks come in and say, yes, I'm interested, we can then take their resumes, match them to every job open in the system, and literally go and say, well, we found four jobs that you might be interested in. What do you think?
$90 million will buy a lot of beer, Punkage. You last raised December of last year. What have you used the money for, and what do you plan on using the money for going into the future?
Yeah, and that was $50 million that was just raised less than a year ago, correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we raised $50 million from SoftBank. That was our Series D in November, December of last year. Primarily the money was simply to make sure we are aggressively increasing our reach into the corporate market. We have invested the most in that particular business. You will see us at a lot of corporate events, talking to a lot of corporate customers. We're also spending that money on R&D. We've almost doubled our R&D team and our customer success team in the last 12 months. Sense is over 300 employees now. And moving forward, the two areas of impetus for the company are going to be massive and quick expansion into the corporate space, as well as global and international expansion. So that's where the bulk of that money is going to go. But obviously, we're going to spend that wisely and make sure we have more than enough runway to get to the next tranche here.
Expand on the global aspirations. Where are you currently doing business? Where are you focused on that you're not as strong as you'd like to be? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I mean, the global business started for us organically. We got a ton of customers in the US who essentially started telling us, your product is amazing. This is exactly what we want. Can you support our UK office? Can you support our Germany office? Can you support our Australia office? So it started like that. But once we started it, we are now tapping into the opportunity in those markets. UK is a big business for us. We are investing in that business heavily. We just brought on a sales leader. We brought on solutions consulting leaders. So that's a market that we'll concentrate on, UK and Western Europe. And sitting there, we're also able to close deals in Australia and New Zealand. So one, that. And two, when we're talking to most corporate customers, they absolutely have a global footprint. And even in the beginning stages of the conversation, even though they're buying us for North America, they want us to know, they want to know from us that eventually we'll be able to support them internationally, because that would be their goal 12, 18, 24 months down the line.
Yeah, well, thanks to that work from home thing, I'm sure you'll be getting more and more interest in a global market. So who do you consider your stiffest competition? I mean, when you're on sales calls, who are you pitching against usually?
Well, good question. I mean, the one thing we talk about a lot is, and this is why I led this conversation in the very beginning with that part, we have six different products, and each one of those products has somebody who competes with them. You know, if you think about our scheduling product, you know, there is Calendly, there is HubSpot, there is Microsoft Teams. If you think about our chatbot product.
Good time.
Yeah. If you think about our chatbot product, there is, you know, Paradox. There are a couple of other, you know, there is Alio, there is Wade and Wendy, these guys. You know, if you think about Search and Match, there are products who do job matching today. When you think about.
So should we be thinking of you as a deal competitor, Oyster, Remote, those guys that are kind of trying to be an all-in-one platform?
So we're definitely trying to be the single talent engagement solution, yes, absolutely. So most customers really like the fact that once they have Sense, they can almost get rid of 6 to 10 different point solutions.
And how well are you positioned to deal with an economic downturn that everyone says is coming?
Yes. I mean, we were just talking about money a second ago, but that's exactly where our head is at. We have now streamlined our operations and our burn rate to make sure that we have anywhere between 24 to 36 months of runway. And with every passing month, as our sales keep growing and our collections keep growing, that runway is going to keep increasing. So even though we are not personally seeing any signs for the downturn in our own business, we're absolutely preparing for the fact that if a recession came in 6 months from now, stayed for 12 months, then took 6 months to get out of, we still very much, you know, can continue on our growth trajectory and our burn rate without having to raise more capital.
Excellent. So what does your ARR look like today?
About $33, $34 million.
It's not hateful. That's not hateful at all, Punkage. So let's talk about the total addressable market. You said you started off with staffing, but it sounds like you've expanded from there. So who is your client and who are you building the platform for?
Yeah, so we almost now think of our total addressable market size as almost unlimited because we first, as you said, started in the staffing side. There are over 17,000 staffing companies in the US alone. There are another 17 to 20,000 in the UK. So, you know, we have long ways to go to penetrate that deeply. Our customers are anybody who's essentially staffing temporary employees on the staffing market because that's where the candidate experience and the talent experience is broken. On the corporate side, the TAM is almost unlimited, as you can imagine. You know, we can go after the Fortune 5000. We can go after companies even smaller than that. But anybody over 1,500 or so employees is a fair game for us today. Oftentimes, we're talking to companies that do high volume hiring. So sometimes in manufacturing, logistics, retail, trucking, those seem to be companies that almost immediately take to Sense. But, you know, anytime you're hiring 300, 400, 500 people a year and dealing with 20 to 30% attrition that you're going to have to replace, you're going to need a platform like Sense that actually helps with candidate sourcing, candidate attracting, candidate screening, candidate scheduling, and then full cycle candidate engagement.
Gotcha. So let's talk about go-to-market. Are we looking at more direct to client, just one-on-one? Are you dealing with partnerships through these different integrations that you talked about to be able to hit multiple prospective clients at once? So are you looking direct or are you looking through partnership for go-to-market?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, we pretty much go direct to client, but you know, our partnerships with applicant tracking systems obviously afford us the publicity that we need. Hey, Sense is now a bona fide integration partner with ATS XYZ. We bless these guys. The integration works. We will support this integration, and this is what the product does. That's the kind of thing that comes in very handy. We routinely do webinars or conferences or happy hours with our ATS partners and go-to-market partners, which gives us the reach from, you know, one company talking to 100 or hundreds of them at the same time. But then we certainly follow up one-on-one and all of our sales gets done through one-on-one engagement. So we don't resell or go the OEM route, if that's what you were asking, but we certainly leverage the ATS partnerships to create more of a carpet bombing effect.
Gotcha. Okay. So how are you marketing Sense today?
I mean, we're, you know, we're using sort of our website, AdWords. You know, the number one source of leads for us is events. You would find us in most events and conferences because mm-hmm. when we're able to talk live with people, that becomes huge. You know, customer marketing is big for us because we also get a ton of our business from referrals. But pretty much every marketing aspect that you can think about. So, you know, events, customer marketing, top of the funnel, and then a full-blown BDR, SDR team to do outbound prospecting.
All right, man, you have global aspirations, and it sounds like your powder is pretty dry. Are you looking to acquire some companies? My guess is there'll be a few on the clearance rack in the next few months to years. What's your M&A strategy look like?
Yes, we are. We're definitely going to go the M&A route as well. You're probably going to hear something here in the next 4 to 6 weeks from us as well. So we would certainly add some companies that will essentially complete the automation suite that we are building. But the idea is everything that, you know, any prospective customer would need from a talent engagement, recruiter engagement, or a hiring manager experience, we would add that within our suite. But we would certainly grow a little bit by M&A as well.
And when's the IPO?
Well, you know, once we get to the 150 million ARR mark, I mean, which is what, you know, we can get to pretty quickly here, given our growth rate. We're doubling every year. So we should have this conversation again in a couple of years.
All right. Amen. You're saying there's a chance. All right. Last one for me. How does Sense evolve? If we talk a year from now, what new features and products might you have introduced to the market?
Yeah, I mean, great question. I think one of the biggest things we think about is we talk to a lot of corporate companies today where, you know, they have an applicant tracking system that is dated. They've been using it forever. You know, they're not going to walk away from it. I mean, if, you know, if you're using a Taleo Workday, it's not like you can just walk away from it. But they need, you know, action-based targeting. They need a CRM system. They need a TRM system. You know, how do they essentially do candidate scoring? What becomes the staging environment, if you will, where every single person that they source from a job board, a website, a QR code, a chatbot can essentially sit in, you know, be matched with jobs, and only the qualified candidates can then get into the ATS. So I think we would almost be the category creator in the talent relationship management space. So we would become the go-between before candidates go to the ATS, but between your top of the funnel and your applicant tracking system.
Sounds expensive, Chad.
Sounds expensive, Punkage. How much is this going to cost me?
I don't think the product is expensive at all. Actually, to be honest with you, we haven't had a single customer walk away from us due to price. Our products are priced based on the number of licenses and number of recruiters that buy the product. But, you know, typically, depending on the product suite that you buy, the average customer would spend anywhere between $50,000 to $150,000.
Okay. And how many seats does that generally, what's the mean there? How many seats am I looking at for around that cost?
I would say, think about a company, you know, hiring about 1,000 people a year, because oftentimes the number of recruiters can be very different based on whether you're logistics or tech. But you know, that would be about $50,000.
All right. That's the bell, Chad. You know what that means. And Punkage, that means you get to face the firing squad. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. I love the confidence. I'm going to go ahead and go first. Punkage, I'm reminded of the 80s electronics store Radio Shack. And I used to get this Sunday paper back in the day, and they used to have all these products and services that I could buy individually. And the smartphone came along and put all those things into one little device that fit into my pocket. Sense reminds me of that. You have all these features that separate companies are trying to provide and do. And it sounds like you guys are doing a bang up job offering everything under one roof. There's an arms race to be the all-in-one platform. And we talk a lot about those companies on the show. And you, my friend, sound like an all-in-one platform that's getting the job done, raising the money, making the contacts, having the vision, the confidence. You've got the chops in the HR space. You've made it to year 8 of existence, which I think is a great sign that you are going to be successful and continue to have success. I think you're prepared for the downturn if and when it comes. And for me, Punkage, Sense gets a big applause.
Oh.
Thank you.
Very nice.
All right, Chad, get him.
I got to say, I love excited founders, especially when they believe they have unlimited TAM. Come on, Punkage. You know better than that. I have to say, your timing is perfect. Integrations, check. Experience, definitely check. Take a look at your staff and your team and yourself. Global expansion. This is exactly how an organization should expand. They expand off of the needs of their current clients. They don't just go out and try to, I don't know, invade another country and hope that people want to buy this. They actually bring it to the other country with their clients. So that's awesome. The product seems like, you know, you're abiding by the keep it simple, stupid rule, which is awesome.
Right.
One of the things that I do have to hit you with, because I did find one thing, is that your marketing seems to be wanting, my friend. You need more digestible content. I checked out your YouTube account and the first 50 videos, that's right, that's a lot of content and that's awesome, but only 6 of them were less than 10 minutes long. So think about it, 44 videos that are about an hour or longer.
Do you get a degree after watching all that? Do you get like a certificate?
Oh my God, dude. You're putting out a ton of content, although none of it's snackable, right? We need something that we can latch onto and we can watch in segments. So then I thought, let's check out their videos on LinkedIn, which you only have 3 of. One was 4 months ago, another was 10 months ago, the other was four years ago. So I think in the ecosystem of Sense, the only little chink in the armor I could literally find was the video aspect. Everything else looks polished. It looks great. It sounds great. Experience. This is nothing but a big applause.
Oh my God. It's a double applause.
It's so sexy.
Holy cow, man. I love it. Punkage, how do you feel, man?
No, thank you both. And I absolutely appreciate the feedback on the videos. I take that to heart. And, you know, we'll definitely spruce that game up. A lot of the videos that we've put on YouTube right now are essentially recordings of our webinars. That's exactly why they're all 1 hour long. But we'll create more digestible content 100%. And thank you for these insightful questions. You know, I've enjoyed myself.
I need to see Punkage on TikTok. That's what I'm talking about.
That's Punkage what I'm talking
on
about.
TikTok.
Yes.
All right, Punkage, for our listeners that want to know more about you or your company, where do you send them?
Yeah, please go check out our website. That's the one-stop shop for all content, www.sensehq.com. You can also check out our LinkedIn page. You can connect with us on Twitter as well as Facebook. And obviously, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that any of your listeners have personally.
Or there's 382 minutes of video on YouTube. Chad, another one is in the books. Punkage, congratulations. We out.
We out.
This has been the Firing Squad. Be sure to subscribe to the Chad and Chief podcast so you don't miss an episode. And if you're a startup who wants to face the Firing Squad, contact the boys at chadcheese.com today. That's www.chadcheese.com.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.